Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world. We explore important aspects and areas of life, including business, sales, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more interesting topics. My name is Tom Tutal Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly newsletter. I spoke at the 2012 Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, where I shared the stage with Deepak Chopra, who was the keynote speaker at that event. I'll be speaking in a couple of days this upcoming Thursday at the Think and Grow Rich Summit in Del Mar, California, where I'll be sharing the stage with numerous Hall of Fame speakers and authors and contributors from around the world. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 44 years now, and in that time, I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced, and I've been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1". That's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis, and despite those physical challenges, I always answer amazing when asked how I'm doing. Find out more about me at my website. It's Tom, the number 2, and Tall, TALL.com. My guest today is the amazing Eric Lessard, 8 years old, from Dublin, Ireland. Eric was born in 2003 in Hungary, and as I said, he today lives with his mom and dad in Dublin, Ireland. At the age of 7, Eric started homeschooling and working with his parents in their beauty business, where he did the receptionist duties. And his parents took him also to personal development workshops and seminars. Eric's parents are both involved in personal development. His mother is a holistic and NLP coach, which I love NLP. In 2010, Eric started the Winner Academy with the help of his mom, and he built a website, and he developed the Winner Matrix with 12 elements that he considers that we need to master to live a harmonious life without fear. He believes every child has the right to learn by trying and doing things that they are interested in and should not be restricted in any form of education or even by parents. He believes that we are all born a genius and we should be allowed to remain a genius. At the age of 8, the ripe old age of 8, he joined a network marketing business using the money from his receptionist tips, and he failed and went dead broke at age 8, which many of us much older have done at some point as well. During his studies, he found Mr. Farah Gray, who's an American self-made millionaire, who made his first million by the age of 14. Eric started Farah started his stone business by picking up stones from the beach and writing words and messages on them. Around Christmas, Eric started this stocking filler mini hampers project, and he also just created Winner Pony Cakes, the world's yummiest sponge cake that he is launching in just a few weeks. He's also met the Dalai Lama and had a short chat with him and took a picture. And his role models are, as we mentioned, Mr. Farah Gray, Greg S. Reed, who will be speaking this upcoming week at the Think and Grow Rich Summit as well, and who I'm bringing to Toronto, Canada, September 14th, as well as Bob Proctor and Michael Dooley. Welcome to the show today, Eric.
Thank you, Tom. How are you today?
I'm amazing, and how are you?
Very good. My name is... Thank you so much for having me on your radio show for today.
This is pretty exciting to be an entrepreneur at starting at the age of 6 years of age, Eric, and a lot of adults that I interview for the show, many of them, they tell me, I wish I had learned these success principles when I was much younger. You can't get much younger than 6 to start to learn them. So I think it's a real benefit, wouldn't you say, to have parents who brought you to these seminars had you read these books and learn these concepts, right?
Yes. I'm so grateful for having my parents like this, because if I didn't have them, I wouldn't be at any workshops, and I wouldn't be here tonight.
Exactly. And so many parents, a very good percentage, they don't read books like your mom and dad, and they don't attend seminars. So how are they ever going to teach their kids about these principles if they're not learning them themselves? So very good of your parents. Now let me talk about the Winner Academy. I like this kind of academy. So how did you come up with that idea? How was the Winner Academy born in your mind and online and in real life?
Well, it all started when I was 6 years old. I quit school and I started home education. And in that moment, I realized that there are so many new ways of learning. And I said to myself, I just have to share this with the world. But look, I was 6 years of age. I didn't have a premises. I didn't have a teacher. So I decided to make a website. I made a website. I put it up a couple of things that I thought that might interest people. And then during my studies, I created the Winner Matrix with its 12 elements.
And that's very cool, 12 elements. So we'll talk about some of those 12 elements. One of the things that you think about education, I think I'm pretty much in favor of, because, for instance, I'm pretty smart, but I don't know very much about history, and I don't know very much about geography. And when I took them in school, I think I forgot everything I learned right after the class or the course was finished. And your idea is pretty good, that kids will naturally be interested in and good at some topics that they really love. And some topics they're gonna not be very great at and interested in. And why make them learn things that they're going to forget, maybe not use, when you could be letting them learn things that excite them and that are fun? What do you think? That's a good concept, I think, you have.
You're absolutely right. And like Sonny Buzan says, our brain remembers funny, colorful, simple things.
Exactly, and if we're studying things that we like as kids, it's going to be fun and it's going to be interesting, so it will make us remember it easier, right?
Yep, that's very true.
So tell me about some of the elements, the 12 elements in this Winner Matrix. I'm interested to hear, and I have my pen and my paper handy.
Well, the Winner Matrix the Winner Matrix is a program which will rewire your brain and which will teach you how to live a happy, successful life. It was created by I created because when I first heard the quote of Napoleon Hill, "But the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve." And I started to tell this to adults and children, but they just didn't get the message. And I said, and then the Winner Matrix, with its 12 elements, was born.
Nice.
And the first element is that you are a winner. The second element is that you are a champion. And the third element is that nobody can tell you that you're not good enough. And if you remember all of this, you will be in the Matrix.
Those top three ones are very, 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 very important. Tell me, what do you think is the difference between one and two? Number one is you are a winner. I like that. And number two is you are a champion. What's the difference between those? Or
well,
is there one?
When you win a race, you win.
Yeah.
And then, and actually, you win the race of creation, and then you become a champion because you won as being a creation, and that's why you are standing here today.
Wow. I like that. And what was the third one? No one can tell you what?
Nobody can tell you that you're not good enough.
Excellent. They can try to tell you, but you are the one who decides if you are good enough. And so, often in life, adults, we're not too thinking all the time. So sometimes we tell kids that they can't do it or aren't good enough. And you, as you said, you, no one can tell you that you're not good enough. I love it. What's number four on the list? Because I had written down the first three.
That's nutrition. That you are what you eat.
Yes.
It's very important to listen to our body what it wants to eat.
Yes. Although sometimes my brain thinks I want to eat a chocolate bar, but my body really doesn't want the chocolate. It may want something that's in there. But nutrition is so important. And nutrition is one of Napoleon Hill's principles. He talked about maintenance of sound health. So good. Nutrition is good. What's the next one? Number five.
Water. You have to drink water.
Yes. And you should drink.
Water is information.
Yes, and you should drink filtered water and not out of a plastic bottle that's going in a landfill creating pollution. Drink good filtered water and lots of it, right?
Yep, that is very true.
What about number six? We're halfway through the list. I'm liking that list so far. Very good.
Number six is learn, recycle. To reduce, reuse, recycle.
Nice.
We have to look after the world. And you know, do you know the story that if the fly would die, then the world will become an ecological disaster? But in 5 years' time. But if the humans would disappear, the world would flourish.
That's not saying very much about humans. But I agree. And see with point five where I said about water, I don't like people walking around with those plastic water bottles and throwing them out. So reduce, reuse, and recycle. It's easy to do. It's not hard to do. And lots of people are doing it. And you're inconsiderate to people and the world if you don't do it, right? All right, number seven on the list.
That get yourself role models and mentors.
Ooh, I love that. Now, Napoleon Hill talks about mastermind groups. And that consists of role models and mentors, kind of. And it's so important to find those people who are maybe smarter than you at different areas to really help you, give you some great ideas. And also, sometimes they're good to tell you when something's not a great idea. But only you get to decide that. So tell me about some role models and mentors you have, because we talked about Mr. Gray and Greg Reed.
Greg S. Reed. He is my mentor and coach, because, and he always reminds me that no matter what, I'm always 3 feet from gold.
I love it. That's a great book. A really great
book. Bob Rucker. He is one of my role models because in his he made a goal and nobody believed him, and he made it.
And he is Canadian. And he's Canadian, so I really like Bob Proctor. And then Michael Dooley. Not everybody knows Michael Dooley, but I know Michael Dooley. Tell us about Michael Dooley.
I met him in Dublin, too. And
what
he
does
is
he
my
do?
Greatest friend I ever had.
Wow. How come?
And then it's Stephen McGavin. He is an Irish public inspirational speaker. And
wow.
He is always tells me that take massive action, man.
Yes, massive action, man, massive action. W. Clement Stone, that was Napoleon Hill's partner, business partner, and a friend, he used to say, do it now, and that's the thing, do it now and take massive action. Tony Robbins also says take massive action, and I know a lot of people who have goals and plans and ideas, but they don't do anything, and
yeah.
So those are just a wish, that's not a goal, right?
And also John Ramsey. Mr.
Who is that one?
Who also is my mentor, and he is helping me to become the James Bond of public speaking.
Ooh, James Bond of public speaking. Oh, I like that title. Wow, James Bond of public speaking. Now I'm writing that down. That is a good one. Now, what are a couple of your favorite books, personal development books? One of them better be Napoleon Hill.
Yes, Outwinning with the Devil. Outwinning with the Devil.
Outwitting the Devil. Great book, right?
Yeah. And Farrah Gray, The Truth Shall Make You Rich.
Ah, I haven't heard of that book. The Truth Shall Make You Rich.
Ooh,
I like that. Tell me about that book, because I haven't heard about it.
He's explaining the principle of that you have to respect the truth. And
yes.
The truth and will make you honest and will make you rich.
Hey, that's so right. And in this day and age, there's a lot of people who don't believe in truth. They say everybody's
yes.
truth can be their own truth. But no, truth is truth. Whether you and I agree with it is different, but it's truth. And so when we work from truth, that is always the very best platform for everything. And so now this is a great list. So 7 was get yourself a role model and mentors. I made a note here, James Bond of Public Speaking. I wish I had that title. What's number 8 on the list now?
Number 8. Although there's no such thing as good or bad. Jump Sykes. Think like good or bad. You have
right.
to love everything in your life, and you have to accept everything that comes in your way.
Exactly. You have no choice what comes your way sometimes, or no control. And as you said, there's no such thing as good or bad, because it's only in our mind, in our thoughts, that we decide if something is good or bad, and we have the choice to decide, is this good or bad, right?
When I had to quit school, that was a bad time. But it turned out good, that it was the
yes.
best thing that ever happened to me.
And that's one of Napoleon Hill's principles, that when you have these challenges, problems, that sometimes it is the best opportunity. You heard that. I've been sick since I'm 5 years old. I have a lot of pain and been in hospital lots of times. But now, today, it's the best thing that ever happened because now I can share my message and encourage other people. And I get to talk to people like yourself on the other side of the world. So I took what was a bad thing, could be a bad thing if I let it be a bad thing, and it actually ends up being a good thing. So as you said, that leaving school could be bad. Other people could say it's bad, but it ended up being the very best thing, right?
Yep.
All right, number 9 on the list. What's number 9?
It's the number 9 on the list is the best time is now. So
the
do not postpone things. Instead, do it now.
Do it now. That's W. Clement Stone, and I have a little note beside my desk. Do it now. And that's because so many people, they don't take action, right? It's part of your earlier one where you talked about taking massive action. Do it now, right? And so if your parents ask you to do something, you don't say, well, I'll do that later. You say, okay, I'll do it now. And then you don't have to remember later because you already did it.
You know,
all right,
number
10 on the list. Do it now. Now, number 10. What's number 10? This is a great list.
Read.
You need education.
Information is power. Information is fun.
I like it. Now, but you can also add a little bit about not so much just reading. I love reading. I read a lot of books. But now you can also watch YouTube videos of Napoleon Hill and Bob Proctor and Greg Reed and Sarah Gray. So read and watch good videos. Don't watch bad videos. Watch videos that will teach you something, educate you.
Inspire.
Ah, might be one of my favorite words. And so listen and read and watch things that will inspire you. And then you'll know when something happens bad that you can do anything because you'll have heard of stories of other people who have been through way worse things and they made it through. So you know that, hey, if they can do it, I can do it too. Love it. So number 11, we're getting to the end of your list. What's number 11?
Never give it up.
Never, ever, 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 ever give up. I like it. Give up. Persistence. And you know what? Greg Reed, one of your mentors, in September, he has a new book coming out called Think and Grow Rich, Stickability, The Power of Perseverance. And perseverance is another word for persistence, which is another word for never, 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 never give up. And so that is a must on every list, right?
It's the most important thing.
The most important thing, exactly. The most important thing. Too many people give up early, and then they're just 3 feet from gold, as Greg Reed would say.
Yes.
Now we're the last one, number 12. What's number 12 on the winner's matrix?
You are in the matrix. We all are in the matrix.
Right.
So all you have to do is to allow yourself to be and to believe in the matrix.
Exactly. We are all connected by our thoughts, and we're all connected in this world now because of the internet. And so we are all in this matrix together. And what our thoughts are directed toward is the people that we're going to find in our lives. And so exactly, you are in the matrix. We're all in the matrix, and let's find the right people to work with within this matrix to help us with our goals and our dreams. Now tell me about these pony cakes, because the yummiest sponge cake ponies. Boy, I'm in Toronto. I wish I could get one. They're too far away. But what is a pony cake?
It's the secret recipe of my mom.
Nah, okay. So
the
world's
yummiest sponge cake.
Sponge cake and ponies.
I need a product to sell to the world.
Yeah.
And what people like. And everybody likes to eat yummy things. So I said, well, I guess I will just make winter pony cakes.
Nice. Do they look like ponies?
And today I was actually for my first money in Super Valley payment in a shop.
Oh, wow.
Pony cake listed in a shop.
Wow. Very good. And so
I have to pay the next cake for Saturday.
My next order.
Oh, okay. Now, who does most of the cooking on these? You or Mom?
Me.
I'll send you
to Facebook.
Oh, okay. Excellent. And so you also met the Dolly Llama, and that is really, really neat. Where did you meet him?
At the Dalai Lama in Dublin.
Ah, how did you get to talk to him?
It was raining, and I said to Katie, let's go inside because there's a big queue for the tickets. So I said, let's go inside. There was the Dalai Lama going around, meeting everybody, asking, and we came in, and we saw him there. And we were flattered, amazed, and I went over to him, and I, hello, and how are you today? And he says, very well. And what's your name?
Wow.
And then I explained to him what I want to be when I grow up.
Very good. Wow. That's really neat. I would like to have my picture taken with the Dalai Lama. So now, Eric, you're young, but let's hear, because everyone has, so many people have a different definition of success. A lot of young people think success is a lot of money. But really, they don't really want money. They want what they're going to do with the money and with the time. So tell me what your definition of success is.
Do what you love with what you have. Do it well and do it now.
That's a lot of doing it. Do it well and do it now and do what you love. Hey, if you do what you love, it will never seem like work. And I can tell people about that because I never feel like I'm working because I do what I love. And that's a big secret, right? Do what you love.
Me either. I do what I love. And what I love is to work.
Wow. And if you love to work, you will always do well because loving to work is it should be principle number 13, love to work. It's so necessary for so many, everything we do in life is love to work. And yet, Eric, you're very blessed that you're young and you know what your definition of success is because there's lots of adults. If you just stop them in the street without any warning and ask them, what is your definition of success, they would fumble around and not be able to give you their definition. And if you can't give a definition of success, you might already be successful and not even know it because you don't even have a definition, right?
That is very true.
Now, tell me about the ANT program. I like the ANT program. I remember the ANT philosophy from Jim Rohn. So tell us about the ANT philosophy and the ANT program.
The ANT program is to inhalate negative thoughts. That means that whenever you have a negative thought, then just switch on your ant program, think about something positive or fun, watch an inspirational story, or mm-hmm. or just enjoy a chocolate bar.
Or sponge cakes.
Yeah, that's very true.
So Jim Rohn talked about the ant philosophy, and he said this, that ants work hard all the time, and they work hard in the summer so that they can prepare for the winter. And they're very, very hard workers as a team. They work really, really well as a team. And that's very important as well. So I love the ant philosophy. Very strong, very hard workers. They work together as a team, and they prepare themselves for the different seasons of their life, right?
Yeah. There are four principles. Number one, never give up.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an ant giving himself up? When you put an obstacle in front of an ant, he's going to go on the left or on the right. He's going to go over or under. Or he's going to keep doing until he gets over the obstacle. Then you must say, think all winter, summer. Think all summer, winter.
I remember it. You remember it better than I do. Hey, that's good. But yeah, in winter, think summer. And in summer, you better start thinking winter. This way, you're always prepared where it ever comes your way.
The fourth principle is to gather as much as you can. And be open-minded. Make your eyes open and listen open. And And make every opportunity, take every opportunity, and learn.
I like that. And Jim Rohn talked about that as well. Earn as much as you can. Do as much as you can. As much as you can, because God created us to do whatever is the best we can. So earn as much as you can. Help as much as you can, read as much as you can, give as much as you can. Those are all great things from our friend Jim Rohn and the ants, right?
Yep. He was an amazing person, I tell you.
He was very amazing. Now, Eric, even with, let's say, adults, a lot of adults, and we know what we like with the Jim Rohn and the Napoleon Hill, but a lot of adults have no idea. If you tell them Jim Rohn's name or Napoleon Hill, they're going to look at you like you got three heads. They have no idea. So how about you? I bet none of your friends have any clue about who Jim Rohn or Napoleon Hill is, because their parents are not exposing them to this kind of really, really interesting, valuable information.
Yeah, we should let the children and parents to learn about this. So when they come to visit us, we always share this with them.
And that's very important. And probably there's friends that think that Eric is weird with all those things. Just like there's a lot of adults who think, boy, those Napoleon Hill people are weird with their positive thinking. But that doesn't stop us, because we know we're right, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Very good. And so I just was, while I was talking, I went on Facebook and I found Winner Pony Cakes. So now I added Winner Pony Cakes, because I'm looking forward to see about this new business of yours. What is your website,
Eric? I can hear you.
What is your website?
Could you please repeat that, because I didn't understand the question.
What is your website?
Yeah. www.winnerponycakes.thewinneracademy.com.
Thewinneracademy.com, and on that website, is there information about the pony cakes as well?
Yes, because we don't have a website for the pony cakes, just a Facebook.
Just a Facebook. I just added it on Facebook. So everybody just look up Winner Pony Cakes, and you'll find there's only one Winner Pony Cakes on Facebook.
Woo-hoo.
So that's easy to find. So just look up Winner Pony Cakes, and then the winner, is it thewinneracademy.com or just winneracademy.com?
Yes. It's www.thewinneracademy.com.
Okay, so everybody remember to put the in front of it. So thewinneracademy.com. Actually typing it in. That's what we're talking. Very nice website. So thewinneracademy.com. And on there it says, oh, see, I turned your website on. So it was talking to me. So everybody go to that, thewinneracademy.com, thewinneracademy.com. Also, on Facebook, just search Winner Pony Cake. There'll only be one thing that comes up, so that's the one, Winner Pony Cake. What's coming up for you, Eric, in the next little while? You're going to be baking your next order of pony cakes for delivery on Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, and we're starting to sell the Winner Matrix board game.
Oh, board game.
And also,
ooh, I love board games.
I'm just publishing my first book, Life Mapping for Kids.
Oh, life mapping. Is that like mind mapping?
Yes. Actually, there are 14 quotes about Jim Rohn. And
Very good.
That are the basic of the life mapping.
And tell me about this board game. When will it be ready? Because I love board games.
It is ready. They're just producing it now.
And so people will be able to buy that off of thewinneracademy.com?
It will be on sale in a couple of weeks' time.
In a couple of weeks' time. Okay. I'll be looking forward to that. Will people be able to buy it? Nice. Will people be able to buy it if they live in, say, Canada? Will you have it on Amazon or somewhere where I'll be able to get it?
Okay, I'm going to have it on Amazon.
Oh, very good. So
and
then I can promote it.
Companies.
I'm going to sell it for you because I can sell things on Amazon and make money. So I'm going to make a big page about it and sell it.
Thank you.
Ah, very good. So Amazon in a few weeks, we'll look forward to that board game. And you got the pony cakes going. My goodness, you're busier than I am and you're only 8 years old. This is crazy. So this is great that you're involved in this so early. Do you have a book that you're reading now, or one that you're about to read, or one that you want to tell people that you just read that you think is really, really good?
Farah Gray, the real name.
You really like that Farah Gray one, eh? Okay, I'm going to buy it today. The Truth Shall Make You Rich. I'm going to buy it today.
Okay, do that.
Yes, very good. And so that's a great book, The Truth Shall Make You Rich. I love the title. And so Farah Gray, everybody, remember that too. F-A-R-R-A-H and Gray, G-R-A-Y. The Truth Shall Make You Rich. Thank you so much for your time today, Eric. This is very inspiring for me. And it's very inspiring for a lot of adults. Because as I said, so many of them tell me that they wish they had learned what you're learning when they were much, much younger. And so congratulations to your mom and dad. They're really, really teaching you some of the greatest success principles in the world that you don't get taught in school. So this is great.
Thank you so much. And my message for everybody is, life is a game. Make your rules, play and win. Enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game. I love it. Thanks so much, Eric. And remember, thewinneracademy.com, everyone. Keep an eye out for the board game coming out in a few weeks. And check out the Winner Pony Cakes on Facebook and see if you can get one yourself. Have an amazing day, Eric. Thanks so much for your time.
You too. Thank you, Tom.